Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
That sounded good.
Yep.
That's going to go a long way to right field and spring training home run number 3.
You'll hear that sexy voice in about 10 minutes. Ryan LaFever will join the show. We'll talk about Cags' debut tonight, where it's ranked in his time and tenured with the Kansas City Royals. He's been here for quite some time, and I hope he's here for a lot longer. The voice of the Royals as well, Denny Matthews, will be a topic for Mr. Ryan LaFever as we have some burning questions to get to. But before we get to LaFever, let's get to Max. How many days are we out for football?
94 from the first Chiefs game.
That's the only one that matters.
Yes.
Yeah, that first game is like a preseason game. Philadelphia's going to get their rings.
Yep.
Dallas will fail to show up. Jerry's face will melt. And, you know.
We'll see Schottenheimer on the sideline.
Like, can we just get to Friday?
Yes.
Jerry's going to look inside Noah's Ark? Who's having sex with Jerry Jones?
Noah's Ark used to be a great hotel over there in St. Charles. Too bad it's not there anymore. You guys could all stay at the Noah's Ark. We did that
Noah's
one
Ark.
Time.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Oh, yes. Each room was themed with a different animal. And
no.
Look it up. Look up
yes.
The old Noah's Ark Hotel in St. Charles,
great.
Missouri.
Or the Ark of the Covenant's what they looked in Indiana Jones. What was your animal?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
We were pretty drunk.
That's ironic.
Okay, so my burning question today, 94 days until Chiefs football season starts. Who are your top 5 quarterback-coach combinations? Because there was an article that came out on this from Matt Verderam, SI, and he had some rankings in there. We can get to those. I don't know if you want to get to those first or if you want to get to ours and kind of talk about it. What do you guys want to do?
Well, it really is. I mean, they had the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. This is why SI is no longer a real publication. I mean, it isn't. I mean, SI when I was a kid was the end-all be-all. Now it's non-existent and irrelevant. But when you put out a list that has Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers as the 6th best quarterback coach combo in the NFL and it doesn't even exist... Even if it did exist, I don't know that
even
I would have Tomlin.
Exist.
Yeah,
no.
Rodgers wasn't even at OTAs.
Right. It shows like 2 things. One, how shallow the coaching pool truly is in the NFL, which I've been saying for 10 years now. And really how shallow the quarterback pool is in the NFL. You've got your tier A quarterbacks and everybody else. It's like starting pitching, right? You got your big guns and then you've got everybody else who just kind of fills in the gap. And so, I mean, Andy and Patrick are number 1 and there's no debate in my opinion.
That's
right?
The objective one. Yep.
I mean, and that there's no debating that Andy and Patrick, Andy and Pat, however you want to, right, are the number one coach combination, coach quarterback combination in the NFL. And then it's kind of up for debate, however you want to do it.
I think first two are locked in. I don't think you can switch those.
You think
two.
It's Sean McDermott and Josh Allen at number two, right?
No.
You don't.
It's a Sean, but it's Sean McVay and Matt Stafford.
Oh, that's okay. A good one. Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's yeah. two to me. I think three would probably be.
I've got them at five, by the way.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Who do you have at number two? Allen and McDermott?
No, I've got them at three. I've got Lamar and Harbaugh at two because okay. I think Harbaugh is a better coach
That's
than McDermott.
Three. Yeah.
You have them at three?
Yeah. And Harbaugh's gotcha. Won a Super Bowl. McDermott hasn't. But
And yeah. the only reason I do that is because I think Lamar is better than what John is in his rank. I think Lamar makes John a little bit better. I think McVay made Stafford better.
And see, I think Josh Allen has made Sean McDermott as good as they've been. Like, I don't think it's really much of Sean McDermott, yeah. quite honestly, as I do Josh Allen.
Yeah, that's my fourth. And then I don't sleep on Hurts and Sirianni.
I don't either. I saw something again the other day about people just still running down Jalen Hurts. What has this poor guy done? What does this poor guy have to do?
Oh, that was my question. What does he have to do? He's won a Super Bowl. He's been fantastic.
He's been to two Super Bowls in 3 years.
Yeah.
They want to see him throw it more.
Which, I mean, yeah. That's
your
fine.
Job is to win games, though. You've got a dynamic running back who's serving up cheesesteaks now. Why are we going to get away from what works?
Yeah.
This is the fantasy versus reality, right? People want to see him throw the ball. Who? Nerds? Or what? Because
threw pretty well in that Super Bowl
yeah,
game.
Yeah, he did. Like, they didn't even use Saquon Barkley in the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl MVP, Jalen Hurts.
What more do you need to see out of Jalen Hurts? I feel bad for him. I really do. Like, he's a good quarterback.
He is.
And he's never going to be in that top tier for a lot of people because he's not putting up the stats that the fantasy owners want to see. His job is to put his team in position to win games, not make mistakes, lead his team to victory. He's done that.
Yeah,
he's been outstanding.
Yes. He's a grade A winner, and his level of play increases in the playoffs. We've seen it twice. His best two games in his professional career are in the Super Bowl. I mean, that is just legitimate. He
yeah.
was the best player in the first Super Bowl that the Chiefs won. He was the best player on the field. He was the best player on the field that second time.
Mm.
But, yeah, he's not that elite. He's not a top five quarterback, so he's always going to get that hate.
Yeah. The one that's coming on the fringe for me, and it's obviously a wait and see, is what's going on in Minnesota right now with J.J. McCarthy, right, and Matt Fleener.
Because, he's pretty good in the red zone.
Yeah, that's what I've heard at OTAs. Because Fleener has turned around all the quarterbacks up there in Minnesota. Yes. I'm willing to put him in a different category right now. He's won with Kirk Cousins. He won with Sam Darnold, who threw a bunch of red zone interceptions and OTAs yesterday. So clearly he has lost everything.
Oh,
big scandal yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Red zone, OTAs, interceptions.
I'm behind.
They're going to throw him in the Puget Sound and get rid of him. And then now we got Fleener teaming up with J.J. McCarthy, right?
Yes.
I saw a Viking fan the other day, the final day of school pickup for me, and their license plate was J.J. to J.J. with a Minnesota Viking license plate
nice.
Frame.
Respect. That's cool. All right, they're buying in.
They're buying in. Yeah.
I want to ask you this. Yes. Over who you have higher, Peyton and Drew Nix, or do you have LaFleur and Love above them?
I'd have to go.
Because Love was your preseason MVP last year.
Yeah, and I still think I think Love and LaFleur are going to be great this year. I'm back in on the Packers. Nothing's changed from that perspective, but I'd give the nudge to the Broncos.
Jordan Love has, you know, big step back last year. Big step back.
It was not great. He was also hurt.
Yep.
He was also hurt that second half of the season.
Where do you have Campbell and Goff?
Campbell and Goff, I think I have as my sixth. That is my honorable mention. I have one of my top five who I know you both are going to. Well, I know you might like it okay, Dusty. Bob, you're going to absolutely
hate
it.
Yeah, it's Ben Johnson and Caleb, isn't it?
No. That'd be hot. That's going to happen
too. You have the DC crew?
No, I like that. You'd like that more.
I do like that. I was on with them on Friday, I think it was, and we were talking about that. And
today.
Yeah.
It's today.
That guy?
Yeah, that's why it hit me. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like,
Call Ryan. Just call a fever.
Worms had arms. And then what
if
we get.
Yeah. Worms had machine guns, and birds wouldn't be scared of them.
94 days until the Chiefs first game. Who's your favorite 94 in Chiefs history?
94.
Tyson Jackson.
Biggest 94.
That he was awesome.
Huge. Good dude. Miscast. That was Scott Pioli. Let's draft the defensive lineman and play him at safety. What?
Terrell Suggs, apparently.
Oh, nice.
Kevin Vickerson, Jarvis Jenkins, Taco Charlton.
Taco Charlton. Remember him for 5 minutes?
Yes,
Junior Siavi.
Junior C of V.
C of V, yeah.
Damn.
So, yeah, Malik Herring.
There's actually some, yeah, there's some names for 94.
Taco Charlton. Man, I liked Taco.
Yeah, I liked Taco
a lot. He stunk. He did nothing.
No,
yeah, he just had a really cool name.
Yeah, because he ate tacos, I think, and his grandmother called him. I think that was the story, if I'm not mistaken.
The Chiefs didn't draft him, though. The Cowboys drafted him,
like,
right?
No, like, I think the Cowboys drafted him. He's 15th overall.
Yeah.
Clearly a failed Cowboy pick, which isn't surprising to anybody.
Yeah,
they suck at everything they do, except marketing, which is brilliant. They make good money, but they can't win to save their lives. And Taco Charlton was just another failed draft pick from that regime.
That was the T.J. Watt draft. T.J. Watt went after Taco Charlton, I'm pretty
sure.
He did. And the Cowboys drafted Taco over T.J.
I mean, does that surprise you?
No.
So who could make the list next year? Who's like the potential fringe quarterback and coach combo?
I think it's what's going to happen in Minnesota.
You like J.J. and KOC?
I do.
That's a good one.
I do. And maybe Houston as well. Let's see what happens this year.
They deserve a mention.
You know, in the postseason. Houston, they're all based on the postseason now. Chargers, you're all based on what you do in the postseason now. Just like the Chiefs. You're going to be one of these teams that are at the top. You're based on what you do in the postseason. Houston's now grandfathered in. They got to win some postseason games, right? Where they get the divisional round last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they got to make the championship round this year. And in football, it's so bizarre. You got to advance to the next round. It's like, yeah, but that makes the Super Bowl.
Football,
there's such limited time, you know?
Who do you like better this year, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams or Vrabel and May?
Vrabel and May.
Damn, Dusty. I'm going to go Caleb and Ben Johnson, but I don't know. I really like Vrabel and May, too.
I've seen Drake May play. He's been pretty good, right?
He has been good.
He's been good. I've seen Vrabel coach. He's been a pretty good coach.
Pretty good.
I've never seen Ben Johnson coach a game in my entire life, and I think Caleb Williams sucks. I think it's a very easy answer.
Mm.
Caleb doesn't even want to be a Bear.
And then what's the guy in Tennessee?
Cam Ward and Brian Callahan?
Yeah, Callahan and Ward. Callahan and Cam. Cam Callahan. I make auto parts for the working man because that's who I am and that's who I care about. You went a little heavy on the pine tree there, bud.
You talk about like a guy flying under the radar.
Cam Ward?
Huh.
We talk about cards. That's, as soon as that NFL pack releases, man, that's one of the ones I'm going after. Cam Ward.
I mean, under the radar. Never seen a number one pick in any sport not even be noticed. On draft night, we're talking about. We're not talking about like June. We're talking about freaking draft night. That guy was drafted.
Somebody says, glad I bought a Cags Omaha Storm Chaser jersey last night. They're sold out again. Go Jack, go. Go Royals.
Were they still selling them last night in Omaha? I don't think they played games last night.
No, they don't play on Monday. But they have another homestand tonight. But they said they looked online and got it.
Oh,
and now they're sold out online.
Funny. So,
yeah, no doubt. Like I said, I think as soon as they get them released to the Royals store, white home jersey, Royals, Cags, I think that's one of those jerseys you can buy, like a Mahomes one, because it's coming.
I think as of today, it's in that category of you should feel pretty good about buying this one.
That sounded good.
Yep.
That's going to go a long way to right field, and spring training home run number 3.
Oh, it seems like just yesterday, Mr. LaFever, and now that could be something you hear in St. Louis tonight. Mr. LaFever, how are you doing on this wonderful Tuesday?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, before we get into Jack Caglione, are you going to come to Denny's bachelor party?
Where in the world is Denny going to have a bachelor party? That's what I want to know.
Right here on the air for 4 hours with This Is the Story of Your Life, Denny. Everybody and anybody who's been involved in Denny's Matthews' life will be part of this, and then there will be listeners tailgating in the parking lot, I'm sure.
Perfect.
Where are you? Are you at an aviary, a bird place, or whatever they call those things?
Sounds like you're literally watching the Cardinals.
I am, exactly. I'm listening to Cardinals outside. No, I'm still home.
Oh, okay.
The team went last night, but since it's such a short flight, I opted to stay home another night, so I'm going to fly out at about 11:30 this afternoon.
Nice. Oh, perfect. It works out well. So, first of all, I don't know what bigger news is, Denny getting married or Jack Caglione coming up to the big league level. Like, when you heard Denny was getting married, what was your reaction?
Well, he told me we have an area at Kauffman Stadium, a top secret classified location where we gather before the game and get all of our prep work done. It's in one of the suites, and we've done this for years. And in typical Denny fashion, he presented it to me kind of like, didn't you think Waka's changeup was pretty good last week? And so I had to kind of double take. And yeah, so we just had a discussion about it, and it ended up with, hey, well, we came together in 1999 as a couple of single guys, and lo and behold, we're both going to go out as married guys.
There you go. Did he tell you that you're the best man?
No, he did not tell me that. In fact, I don't know if he's going to have a best man. He has three brothers. Yep. He's the oldest of four brothers. And I don't know if they've identified a best man. They might have someone who's going to speak on their behalf. But it came together pretty quickly. And so, just because Denny will be 83 years old and we revere him the way that we do, doesn't mean he's any more prepared or has any idea what's coming in front of him once you propose and your fiance says, I do. So he's just, he's got as many questions as he does answers as far as what's going to happen at his wedding.
Yeah, I love it. I'm so excited for him and Amy. I think it's going to be great, and we're going to do our best to celebrate Denny through all this, just like you guys will do with CAGS tonight. Where does this one rank for you in debuts that you've been a part of here in Kansas City, Ryan?
Yeah, it's a top five, and I think a lot of it just has to do the amount of information that we have on the minor leagues, the amount of exposure that minor league prospects have. I mean, you remember when we both were getting started here, Bob, that, it's just kind of just a small circle of people that really knew who the top prospects were. You know, Baseball America might write an article, but it was a conversation with our general manager. It was a conversation with our farm director to know who the top prospects were. But, college baseball has so much exposure now. The draft has a lot more exposure. There are so many more outlets now that follow not just who a team's top prospect is, but, where that prospect falls amongst the 30 teams and their top prospects. So I think just from that regard, a really hardcore fan in Pittsburgh knows who Jack Caglione is. And a hardcore baseball fan in Kansas City was all over who Paul Skeens was, just because everyone's so much more involved now in who the prospects are, the draft, and how they're doing in the minor leagues. But, just watching him, and I look at different things, I guess, because I don't pay as close attention to the minor leagues as I used to, but I get to see a lot of these guys in spring training. And so, maybe this is part of getting older or whatever, but I like to watch what they're like in the clubhouse. I like to watch how they mingle with the veterans. I like to watch the quality of their at-bats in a spring training game, how they handle hitting a home run and how they handle striking out, and just their demeanor. And he's got it. And then the next thing I typically do is, ask people in the clubhouse or ask other players, or members of the coaching staff, how did he handle his first big league spring training? And nobody had anything bad to say about Jack Caglione. It was all positive.
Ryan, I know you don't have a say in the lineup, but where would you like to see Caglione hit in this lineup for the Royals?
Well, I don't know the lineup. I wouldn't see him hitting any higher than sixth, just because the Royals are pretty set right now, 1 through 5. And I think that's typical. I mean, there's going to be enough pressure on him because of everything I just talked about. The whole world is going to be wondering how he does if you're you're a baseball fan and you're interested in young players. So there's enough pressure already, but I know that the organization was very careful about bringing him up to the big leagues, first of all, but number two, bringing him up in a situation where, hey, we really need you. You need to come up big for us. I mean, this is a big leap from AAA to the big leagues. So put him in a position where if he does hit a home run, it has a chance to impact the game. But at the same time, plugging him in somewhere 3, 4, 5, I think that's down the road.
Ryan, as he continues to, you know, show everybody in Kansas City what he's all about, what is kind of your expectation? I don't want to say predict his career or anything like that, but I mean, what would be considered a success for Jack Caglione in his career in Kansas City?
Well, at this point of his career, his success is going to be measured by how much does he help the Royals win games. I mean, that's why he's coming right now. I mean, we're not bringing him up because he's a first-round pick and he's hitting a lot of home runs in AA and AAA. We're not bringing him up because, you know, he's a nice guy and his teammates like him. I mean, he's coming up right now because the Royals think he can help them win games. And, you know, of course, you can imagine, I was probably asked by you guys when we talked in spring training, do you think Jack Caglione's going to be brought up? Do you think it'll be before the All-Star game? And I don't know, but my answer to that question every time is, whether you like it or not, if he gets called up before the All-Star break, it's not going to be because of a good reason. Either somebody got hurt or we're not scoring runs and they're going to have to accelerate the process here to get him to the big leagues. With that being said, the organization believes that he's going to outplay AAA at some point. You know, that's a level that's not going to challenge him much. And so it's time to bring him up to the big leagues. So what he's tasked now is not to see how far he can hit the ball every time he comes up. But when he does hit it far, it goes a long way. I've seen the videos like you have, and I saw some in spring training. But, you know, when he's not hitting home runs, what is he doing? Is he striking out? Is he making weak outs? Can he get a runner in from third with less than two outs? I mean, can he help us solve some of the issues that we've had offensively last year that just seemed to come easy last year? So, you know, how does he hit with runners in scoring position? So that, I mean, that's a question that I have looking simply through the lenses of how is he going to help the Royals win games when he's not hitting those towering home runs that everyone clicks on because they want to see another Caglione home run. What is he doing when he's not hitting home runs? Is he still able to contribute to a win? And so I think that's another reason why, you know, you put him down in the order, let him get comfortable, let him get used to the culture offensively that we had last year and we're trying to get back to this year.
No doubt. No doubt, Ryan. We'll have a good call. Have a safe flight to St. Louis tonight, and we will be excited for the game at 6:45 east of the state. So enjoy it. We thank you for the time.
It's going to be fun. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ryan. Enjoy the birds.
That was Ryan Lefevre, voice of the Royals there. I like what he had to say.
Yeah.
I like what he had to say about the whole situation, that where he looks at it from, which is kind of similar to what we were talking about when we looked at him at Omaha when Alex and I went. Yeah, the home run was there. We got that out of the way quickly, fortunately. Mm-hmm. And then it was, okay, he's down 0-2. He drew a walk. He got a sac fly. It doesn't really move the needle for a lot of people, but it's a productive out. It's a run that is scored. And again, like you said, AAA just was no longer a contest for Jack Caglione. You're not going to gain anything being down there.
No, you're really not, and it's time. And there's no reason to keep him down there. The only reason you were keeping him down there is because you didn't want to pay him, you know, the arbitration stuff that Samson guy talked about. And that's no reason to keep down a baseball player who can help you at the big league ball club. And I really do think this is – there are so many factors that have created this perfect storm, but I do think one of the biggest factors is – we've got to give our guys inside that locker room a little bit of life, man. We got to show them a little bit of love. It's early. We can't go out there and make a trade at this point in time where we're going to bring somebody back that's going to be dynamic. They all know this kid. They all saw this kid. They're probably all talking about this kid. Oh, yeah. We need an infusion of offense right now. This is as much about Jack Caglione being ready as it is them looking at the team and going, we're going to do something for you guys. You guys are struggling right now. We're going to throw this bone out there for you guys and help you out. And I think that this is one of those moves that you just kind of keep in the back of your mind and see what this team does after the addition of Jack Caglione, because I think it's going to boost all of their spirits and take a lot of pressure off a lot of these guys in that lineup. And they also know that ownership and management.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Management has their back, and that's a big thing. You work a lot better knowing that management has got your back and they're willing to give you the resources to go out there and win. And John Sherman has showed he's willing to give those resources to JJ to go out there and win. It's great for those players inside that locker room.
It is a Tuesday, so coming up on the other side, it's Bob's Tuesday Threesome for you. The text line, 913-586-7965, and for myself and Mac, Bob's Tuesday Threesome on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
I mean, that's a really good threesome.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.